Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
None of us like tension in relationships. Tension in relationships is anathema. We don't like it. We don't like tension in relationships. We like relationships to be clear and trustworthy and consistent. But sometimes our relationships are not that way. Sometimes there's tension in a relationship that is hard to resolve. It becomes difficult, and it comes to the point where the parties in a relationship can no longer overcome the challenges in their relationship. There's no faith left. And a breakup ensues. And in a marriage relationship, this ends in divorce, where the relationships no longer are at a point of trusted honesty, where emotionally fear enters into any conversation. Last week, I settled a home for a couple who had gone through a divorce. And I'd never met the husband during the process of listing and selling the property because he had settled that relationship, although he reminded me that we had met years ago when I was at the settlement table. And there at the table, Mrs. wasn't speaking. Everything was communicated in writing on a piece of paper until the very end, once everything had been signed, because she didn't trust the relationship. He was just as happy as a clam. Seemed like everything was going fine for him, but clearly her heart, her trust was broken. There was a tremendous bitterness and anger in how she carried herself. And as the agent in the transaction, it was heartbreaking, really hard for me to see that. And I've seen it before. So this wasn't new to me, but it was a fresh reminder of how when you go through that process and you end up on the other side of it, that the collateral in relationships from a divorce are, they're just significant damage that comes not just to yourself, but also to those around you. And that the sale of the real estate is oftentimes one of the last pieces in the ending, in the finality. Which is, in fact, exactly what happened, because a divorce agreement had been worked out years before. So what was being paid for school and mortgages and all those things had been worked out, and everyone had been faithful to the best of my knowledge in those terms. But when it came time to finally sell, when their daughter was graduating from high school and heading off to college, the time had come. No change was made until that point in time on the residence. And that also is not uncommon, because the supposition is that it's nurturing and important for the child not to have their life turned upside down with moving, if at all possible, until they're going to make a natural transition, which in this case would be become a freshman in college, right? And I've seen this many times, and I've seen that pain, and I've seen that tension in relationship, which I saw there at the settlement table, and I could just imagine. Started with small choices somewhere in the past. Someone made small decisions in how they responded in conflict. And it takes humility for both people. There has to be mutual submission. And that's kind of a strange word in today's modern culture, but all it really means is a willingness together, that means together, to submit. To admit when you're wrong, to admit when you've done something wrong, even if the other person has provoked it when you've said something wrong, for two people to work together to restore the relationship back to health. But that takes hard work, and when it cannot work, it ends this way. And you may be listening thinking, God, he is hitting it on the mark for me today. This is right where I'm at right now. I really wish that I could, but I just don't see any way to resolve this relationship. Or maybe it's already too late and your life has moved on, and that's just the fact. And I'm not saying this to you today to judge anybody who's listening. It's more to say there are tensions in relationships, and there's a way to walk through the tension of selling your property when there's been a breakup in your relationship. That both parties need to be treated with equal candor and fiduciary duty by their real estate agent. Right? You cannot have it just one person represented. Both people, both sellers in a marriage breakup have to have care for them and what's important to them. And the communication needs to be faithfully done to both parties throughout the transaction. I have another divorce sale that we've gone to contract on just in the last 2 weeks. And here again, it's just time. The house is being sold. The divorce is final. It's already been done, and it's been done for some time, but now the house is being sold. And the tension is there. And as a real estate agent, we live in tension. We live coming in like a doctor to find out where it hurts, what's not happening, what is it, what's your preferable future, what is it you want to see your life look like, and how can we get there? With divorce, it is oftentimes, again, just an initial conversation for us to come out and give a value presentation without any expectation that we might sell the property so that the two parties can come to a settlement, or introducing them to an appraiser who will give them an appraised value for the same reason. And then later it comes into the sale process. So tension. Okay, why am I talking about tension? Because people ask me, what is your business, Eric? What do? I sell real estate. And although that sounds like it should just be bada bing, bada bang, real quick, simple, done, it isn't. Because effective real estate sales, when you're working with a buyer, is clearly hearing the tension. Young couple, just getting married. Happy as larks. Honey, no, after you, whatever you want. Whatever you want. No, that's fine. No issues, no tension oftentimes. And yet, to be effective as your real estate agent, you need to help him understand what is important to him, sometimes to draw him out, because you might hear things from him that she doesn't hear, and same thing for her or with him, right? And when it comes to the sale of a piece of real estate, it's the same way. Somebody's inevitably, people listen to me speak on the show or in a seminar or whatnot, and one person's ready to move and was ready 10 years ago, and the other one is still not ready yet. And how do we help the parties come to a point? It's not, you know, we're not counselors. We're not licensed clinical social workers at the Eric Stewart Group, but we are good at drawing out the tensions in a positive way. You know, it's like learning how to spin your DNA at the Maryland Science Center. You know, it takes a little bit of time to pick the DNA out of the wheat germ, but you have to spin it. You have to figure it out. You have to cull it out. Fishing in deep waters is difficult. Someone is like a deep well. You have to drop the line in and wait for the fish to bite. Sometimes you have to drop a line in, let it sit, let it ruminate. Sometimes it takes you a couple years to figure out what it is you really want. I was fixing the gasket on my refrigerator door the other day. Yeah, I've got a refrigerator door that after 10 years, the gasket had torn. So I ordered the gasket, and I figured it can't be that difficult. You know, it took me 48 hours. I watched YouTube 3 or 4 times and watched a guy walk me through it. And I started it and stopped, And I finally slept on it, and then I finally started it, and I finished it. What a process, right? It took me a little bit of time. We're here to help you walk through your process, whatever that might be. Go to ericstewartgroup.com for more information, or call us toll-free at 800-900-9104. Stay tuned. Final thoughts still to come.